I love SMBC because I've been a member here for over 20 years, and Pastor brings the word every Sunday.
Ministry here is for the entire being. I love the way it touches the mind, the body, and the soul. We have women's ministries.
Welcome to our world.
I've gone to several churches before, and the truth that Pastor preaches about the word, his leadership and his vision is just pure. Welcome to our world.
What keeps me coming back to St. Matthew's is the youth program. They continuously put effort into the young mentors.
Welcome to our world.
Bienvenidos a nuestro mundo.
Praise the Lord.
everlasting, thou art God. We come before you, Lord, just praising your name and thanking you for allowing us to see another day, a day that we just dreamed about, but here we stand. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for sending your son Jesus that we would have a right to the tree of life. Lord, we thank you for the endless mercies that you continue to bestow upon us. Lord, we thank you for traveling mercies today. We also ask for traveling mercies for those that are on their way. Lord, let nothing happen to them, no hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would continue to intercede in this service. And we ask that in the end, someone may say, what must I do to be saved? I want what they have. I want that peace that passes all understanding. I want to know more about the Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over our pastor and his absence, him and his family. We ask that you continue to bless and watch and keep each and every one of us, our church family. Bless those who are here and those that cannot be with us today. We ask that you continue to watch over the sick and bless them. Let them know that you are still with them. All these prayers and petitions we ask in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Amen.
Testimony right there. Woo. That's an old song, but there is power. Power, power, power. Amen. Hallelujah. We're here to worship this morning. Amen. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Amen. Come on, put your hands together right here.
Yeah. good. You are good all the time. Come on. Oh. You are good.
You are good all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
You are good.
All the time.
Sit it, sit it, sit it.
You are good.
All the time.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. He's faithful. He's kind. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. Who is he? It's Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Son of the living God. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I come to tell you, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, he's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a kind God. He's an almighty God. He's a God without error. Where would we be without a Savior named Lord Jesus Christ? How could I see? How could I hear? How could I talk? How could I walk? How could I rationalize? How could I come here? It's Jesus. It's Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord is in his holy temple. And let all the earth keep silence before him. Now we'll have coming with our scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Reverend Gary Tunstall, followed by Reverend Roy Walker of prayer.
Morning, St. Matthews. Proverbs chapter 3, reading verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen.
Good morning. Let us pray. Dear Lord, the God our Father in heaven, you are so good. You have always been good to us, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, how great is your mercy. You have always, always provided for us. What would we be without you? You have sustained us. You have strengthened us. You have taken care of us. You have taken care of our children, our health, our home, our finance. Lord, we just here today just to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We here, Lord God, to magnify you, to worship you, to give you the adoration that's due your name. Now watch over our under shepherd, our pastor, our mentor, the one that led us this far. Keep him and his wife safe until we see them again, and all the saints of St. Matthew who bold enough, who doesn't skate of the devil, can say amen.
Thank you. put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and they fell. I come to tell you, he is a faithful God. All you have to do is call the name of Lord Jesus Christ. He always come on time. Maybe not when you want it, but he's always on time. He's never late, for he knows it all. Good morning, St. Matthews. What a great day it is to worship Lord Jesus Christ in his holy presence here at his temple. Giving all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and honor to our senior pastor, Dr. Raymond Maurice Gordon Sr. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. I know it's good. Let's give him a hand clap. For he is good, and his mercies endures forever. We bring you greetings from the name that is above all names, and that name is Lord Jesus Christ. Our senior pastor sends his love and blessings to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Dr. Gordon's executive director, Sister Alina Ziegler, to come at this time and tell you more about our senior pastor. Amen? Come on, let's give him a hand clap.
Good morning, St. Matthew's family. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our senior pastor, Dr. Raymond Gordon, our guest preacher, the ministers, and all of you. I am happy to report that Pastor is doing very well. It's all a process, and the Lord is in control. At this time, I would ask that you direct your attention to the screens for a message from our pastor.
Good morning. Praise the matchless, miraculous, exalted name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our only foundation. We thank God for the God of Zion, Yahweh of Zion, who's going to restore Israel back to the land and defeat all of the enemies of Israel and place the Jew back in the land where he promised Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who is Israel. We thank God for the victory of the captives being set free. Thank God that Israel will be sovereign in the land according to the promises that God made. Also, we are praying in the name of Jesus for God to heal our land, bring our justice department back, bring, Lord God, all the things, all these insurrectionists, that God would deal with them. They're evil, they're no good, and they're wicked, and we want God to deal with them. And we also pray in the name of Jesus. Now, as we move on, we move from predestination to predestination. We talked about this each Sunday, and our thematic thrust last Sunday was dealing with making quick decisions, the start and the stop. And one of the things that we had established was for expediency, we want to make decisions that fit our comfort zones, amen, and on the back end, we have to keep all the rules. The rules have to be in place in order for there to be a start and a stop. God's moving us again from predestination, place, till he moves us in place. Here's our thematic thrust. He moves us in place, hallelujah, in order to be a security for someone else. And that's what God is working on, moving us from place to place. And you have to examine where you are as far as the place is concerned. And it deals with us, again, I want to be redundant with this. It deals with us being in God's place of peace, perseverance, and God moving us from place to place. And God is sovereign. He knows what he's doing. And we thank the Lord from whom all blessings flow. So as we look at this matter of start, stop, the urgency, making quick decisions that we feel comfortable with, God is constantly, again, predestination to predestination. You have to chart the place you're in at this particular time because God is sovereignly moving you to his place. We love you in Jesus. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the beginning and the ending. Jesus died for all of our sins and he rules. So as we welcome our keynote speaker this morning, Dr. Keith Williams, he's going to do a great, great job. And we thank God for him. And he and I have been friends over 40 years. He is awesome. And he's going to be my keynote. Pay close attention to him. Let the Lord use him. And let the Lord be sovereign in everything in your life. God bless you. Jesus is Lord. And we're going to move expeditiously through this theme. Through this theme of God moving us from predestination to predestination. God bless you. Have a great day. Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we love you in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for Sister Gordon and me. We're doing great. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our pastor, that was an awesome message. We love him and miss him so much. Praise the Lord for that message, Pastor. Thank you. I also have another brief praise report. One of our dear members who works in the grief ministry gave $17,600 to our church. We thank God for her and her offering. Bless the Lord. Please continue to pray for our pastor and our first lady. Jesus loves you, pastor loves you, and so do I. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap for our pastor. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ziegler. Certainly appreciate it. Do we have any visitors this morning? If so, please raise your hand or stand. Any visitors, our ushers? Amen. Usher, to your left, we have a visitor. Want to give them cards. We thank God for your visit this morning. If you don't have a church home, when we give the invitation, we ask that you would come forward. We are not perfect here, but we're certainly forgiving. Amen. Let's give our visitors a hand clap. Amen. At this time, I'm going to ask the following individuals to come down front to receive St. Matthew's Baptist Church right hand of fellowship. Amen. For completing of the 100 series, the 200 series, and the 300 series discipleship courses. This is our first graduating class since our pandemic. Let's give the Lord a hand, another hand clap. Please get out of your seats and come down front. I just want to call your name, Rodney Adams. We want Catherine Birch, Jeffrey Birch, Shakria Glenn, Viola Hags, and which a little bit will be said about her shortly, Samuel Jetter, Monica Jetter, and Renalia Stalwart. Amen. Thank you.
but I also want to acknowledge a sister, Viola Heggs. Amen. She is a licensed counselor. Will be joining the counseling ministry here at St. Matthew's. Pastor would like to give you a warm welcome. Amen. You're welcome.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for our new members, our full-fledged members. They are in ministry. They have all of the privileges that our dedicated members have. And some of you that are sitting in the audience that have not taken discipleship and ran away from it for other reasons, whatever sickness or whatever, we encourage you to come and join us. Amen. And now it is offering time, and God loves a cheerful giver, and you cannot be God-given no matter how hard you try. Our first offering will be our tithes and special offering, and our second offering will be for our guest pastor. And remember what a tithe is. A tithe is a tenth. If I make $1,000 a week, God, don't even think about gets the first hundred. If I make $500 a week, don't even think about it. God gets the first 50. That is 10% of $550. If I make only $100 a week, God gets the first 10. Amen? Give to the Lord as the Lord has blessed you. This first offering is our tithes. Amen? Amen. Choir. Thank you.
clap your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
The Lord is wonderful. His mercies endure forever. Let us stand. All things. Thank you for your giving. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for his mighty, mighty blessings. Amen. Our senior pastor, Dr. Gordon, has blessed us once again with a preacher, teacher, and pastor for over 40 years. His name is Reverend Pastor Keith Marshall Williams, Sr. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for this man of God. Pastor Williams, he has embodied the very essence of this profound and sagacious scripture in serving as the under-shepherd of the historic Nazarene Baptist Church of Nicetown in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Since his arrival, God has abundantly blessed Nazarene. During the pastor's tenure, conversions, congregational sanctification, community outreach endeavors have grown exponentially. He is universally recognized as a visionary, innovator, and organizer with superior and uncommon leadership qualities. He's a pastor's pastor, hosting a monthly pastor's prayer fellowship. His unique gifting transcends denominational, cultural, ethical, and even generation boundaries. He is a nationally sought-after preacher, lecturer, and advisor. In 1973, he graduates from Conestoga High School in Berwyn, Pennsylvania, where he was a three-sport letterman class vice president. In 1974, he was saved and called and licensed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ at St. Paul's Baptist Church in Westchester, Pennsylvania. 1978, he received his BA degree, Augsburg University, Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he served as religious life commissioner, vice president of education, association, and black student union, co-captain of football team, and was honored on All-American, All-Lutheran college football team. While at Augsburg, he was also selected as a basketball missionary with Sports Ambassadors, which toured the Philippines, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and five countries in Africa. And then finally, his love for the Lord Jesus Christ and the people of God has opened doors for him to preach in numerous churches, commencements, national state conventions, and conferences throughout the country. His ministry accomplishments have been highlighted in several publications. 13 of his messages were included in the Preacher's Sermon Source Book, Volume 3. He's married to the former Constance L. Jones, Riverton, New Jersey, a retired teacher from Germantown Academy, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. They are the proud parents of three children, Keith Marshall Jr., wife Kia, grandsons Kyle and Cohen, Courtney, Lani, granddaughter Lila, and Chira Lindsay. He is the son of Doris E. Howard of Paoli, Pennsylvania. He and his family were featured in the 2017 Emmy-nominated documentary, Unchained, Healing from Generational Trauma by Life Focus Communications in Chicago, Illinois. The next voice that you will hear after a short song from our choir is that of Pastor Williams. I want you to stand on your feet and give Lord Jesus Christ a hand clap when this man of God comes forward. Amen? Amen. Let's give him a hand clap anyway.
Good morning, St. Matthews. Hey, got a quick question for you. Has anybody ever been in a dry place here? In the season of dryness? But eventually, the Lord comes in his own time, amen? Every time, amen? Let it rain.
It's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
open the windows. Let it rain, let it rain. Say it one more time.
Matchless, merciful, magnanimous name. That name that is above every name. The name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen. Amen. I appreciatively applaud the magnanimous and splendid ministry of the Reverend Dr. Raymond Maurice Gordon, Sr., pastor, preacher, prophet par excellence. And I am honored to be able to call him my friend. For in him I see the secret of 37 years of awesome ministry. The secret of praying, dialoguing with the divine, of practicing. For Grandmom said, I'd rather see a sermon any day than hear one. He preaches and teaches the Word of God. Biblical information for practical application and personal inspiration. He has not only learning, but burning. He'll run you up the wall, and you'll know why you went up there. Because, you know, some folk, if you mail them a sermon, they couldn't open it. They stamp it non-deliverable return to sender. I'm the only one standing up, everybody sitting down. I might as well preach. I mean, we had a professor when I was in seminary. We called him Reverend Somonek's Dr. No-Dose. We tape him and take his lecture and take it to the OR and press the button and it would automatically knock you out. I mean, beloved, it's a sin to stand up here and bore people with the Bible. But he loved folk. He loves you. He loves his family, loves his flock, loves his friends, and even loves his foes. And he doesn't fight. And lastly, he lets God do it. For the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he that calleth you, and he will bring it to pass. I dialogued with him yesterday and prayed with him and said, Lord, heal my brother. I can imagine what he's been through. I didn't even ask him. The Lord know. And I prayed with him, Lord, heal him today. James 5:16 says, the effectual, the eager, energetic, enthusiastic prayers of the righteous availeth much or holds much check, excuse my street vernacular, with God. Thank you, doctor, for asking me to come to stand and proclaim and explain from this thy holy word. Our text this morning comes from the book of the Psalter, Psalm 37 and verse 23. The spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. This is what your pastor asked me to preach. Psalm 37, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the law, and he delighteth in his way. I want to preach this morning from the subject, praise him for ordered steps. Praise him for ordered steps. In our church, we sing a gospel song, and the lyrics go, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me, every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word, please. Order my steps in your word. I said, in your word. Why? Because, beloved, we tabernacle, we domicile, we dwell, we live in a sin-sick secular society. And we need the word of God. The unadulterated word of God. What do we need it for, preacher? Glad you asked. We need it for instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God breathed. It's the very breath of God. The Bible doesn't contain the word of God. It is the word of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. It teaches us what we ought to know. For reproof,
It shows us where we're wrong. For correction, it helps us to get right. And it trains us in the kingdom department. I wonder if you're going to pray with me this morning. We need his word to deal with temptations, enticements to do evil, to cleanse us. Matter of fact, Psalm 119 verse 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You see, beloved, the Bible will keep you from sin, but sin will keep you from the Bible. Take you further you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, and keep you longer than you want to stay. You don't mess with sin. We need the word of God for wisdom. Wisdom, skill for living. Wisdom is knowing what to do, when to do, what to do, how to do, if to do. Book says in James 1:5, if anybody lack wisdom, ask a giving God who gives liberally and he won't scold you. He upbraideth not. In other words, he won't scold you when you ask. Praise him this morning for ordering my steps to walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:16, that I won't desire the lust of the flesh to feed my unredeemed humaneness. For in my BC days, I remember singing, me and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on. We both know it's wrong. Rehearsing and rejoicing in iniquity. But it's much too strong. I remember if loving you is wrong. I know y'all don't know nothing about that. I see your halo straight. But I couldn't even find my halo. It was all cocked to the side. Do it till you're satisfied. Whatever it is. Excuse me, I had a flashback. Excuse me. Hold me up, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for ordering my steps. I mean, I'm in the black house with in pitch dark with sunglasses on. Thank you, Lord, for ordering my steps in your word. The songs I used to sing, I don't sing them anymore. Because the Bible said we'll sing, 1 Corinthians 14:15, in the spirit and with understanding. Singing a lie is just as bad as saying one. Hallelujah. All by the grace of God. I am what I am by his grace. Beloved, we have ordered steps. And I'm going to do this morning an exegetical didactic study of this text. Pastor gave me one verse. That's all I'm talking about, one verse. He says, the steps of a good man. David proclaims, first of all, by his proclamation, are ordered by the law. Good man? Romans 3:10 and 12 said, there's none righteous. No, not one. I got a Bible reader. None that doeth good. No, not one. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. The text applies to only those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and have surrendered to the Prince of Peace and are authentic ambassadors of the Almighty. So good in the Hebrew text signifies that even a strong man, even a conqueror, a healer, a hero, the most powerful on the planet need the Lord. Truth be told, beloved, I'm only one heartbeat from standing in front of Jesus. One heartbeat from standing in front of the Holy. In other words, if God doesn't authorize it, I don't get my next breath. Are you going to pray with me here this morning? Acts 17:28, it says, because of him, I live and move and have my very being. I told the church one Sunday, I'm one thought from crazy. Some of them said, no, you are half a thought. Some of them said, no, that boy's throwed. That's why grandmom said, thank you, Lord. I'm clothed and in my right mind. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 15:5, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Abide in me, I in you, the same bring forth much fruit. And literally in the Greek, without me, ain't no you can do. Literally in the Greek, it's without me, nothing. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Every step we take is subject to divine decree. It's not by chance or fickle. The Lord graciously ordains and maintains and establishes and guides and directs our steps. Why? Because the earth belongs to him. Psalm 24:1. And the fullness thereof, everything on it, everything in it, he made and it belongs to him. Matter of fact, Psalm 50:11 said, even the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him, and the hills belong to him also. Dale Coley used to sing, he's sovereign. He can do what he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it, with whomever he wants to do it with. Why? Because he's sovereign. I remember I was 18 years old, March 26, 1974, 50 years ago, I prayed to receive Christ. But I didn't choose him. I wasn't trying to do this. I was on my way to the NFL, make me some money. I wasn't trying to do this, but I prayed to receive Christ. I didn't choose him. John 15:16. But he chose me to serve him, to tell somebody about somebody that can save every and anybody. You're not praying with me this morning. It wasn't that we wanted Jesus. Think about it, beloved. All of us are naughty by nature. Psalm 51:4. We were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did mama conceive us. Matter of fact, all of us are members of the Such Was Some of You Club. 1 Corinthians 6:9. I know there's some ex-drunkards out here. Some ex-drug addicts. Some ex-liars. Ex-fornicators, adulterers. Ex-lotto lovers and casino chipmunks. I said ex. But you've been washed by the blood of Jesus. The hymnologist put it this way. I'm saved by his power divine. I'm saved to a new life sublime. My life is now sweet. And my joy is complete. Why? Because I'm saved. Hallelujah. We're saved. Justified. Just as if I'd never sinned. Hallelujah. I mean, but we're not sinless. Because people think when you get saved, you sin less. But we ought to be sinning less. I mean, when you got saved, if you was drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels, 6 months, you ought to have been down to a pint. I mean, beloved, we're saints, but we still got some sinner problems. I mean, salvation is a miracle, a moment, but the making of a saint takes a lifetime. We don't get saved to blunder and wake up a wonder. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, we grow in grace. It's progressive sanctification. Even the great apostle Paul, responsible for 2/3 under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of the New Testament, said, when I would do good, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Evil is always present. Hallelujah. He said, the good that I would do, I don't. And that which I'm supposed to do, that what I'm not supposed to do, help me, Holy Ghost, I find myself doing. And Romans chapter 7, verse 24, he said, oh, frustrated, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? If we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Folk is lining up with a donkey or an elephant. It's not about a donkey or an elephant. It's about a lion and a lamb. You're not going to pray with me. It's likened under the days of Noah. Genesis 6, 5 and 6, men sinned continuously. Matter of fact, God even said, I'm even sorry I made y'all. Matthew 24, 7, 12, Jesus said, when iniquity shall abound, when sin runs rampant, the love of many, he talking to us, the love of many. That's why a lot of folk don't come to church. They got in love with bedside Baptists, with rim sheets and Dr. Pillow. You're not going to talk back to me. Amen, somebody. He said, the love of many, I'm glad he said many and not all, shall wax cold. So the prayer is, Lord, enlarge the remnant, that we might let our light so shine, that men might see. This is a seeing generation. They want to see something. Our good works. And glorify our Father's which is in heaven. Because a godly life is convincing testimony that the Bible works. You're not praying with me. That's why every morning I got to hasten the huddle to hear, so I can heed the principles and precepts of the holy. That's why I got to seek first the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God in my own heart and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto you. Well, preacher, how do we recognize a good man, the faithful? Now, Psalm 37, verse 3 says, he trusts in the Lord. In other words, beloved, a lot of us, our issues are misplaced expectations. We're expecting in the horizontal that which we can only get in the vertical. He says in Psalm 62, 5, truly my soul waiteth upon thee, O Lord, for my expectation. My hope is in you. We trusting in dust. Dust ain't even worth 37 cents. Anybody like dust in here? Dust get all in our eyes. We got to go home. Some got to go home and clean up dust. Hallelujah. Rather than deity. He said, Psalm 62, 8, trust in the Lord. At all times, pour out your heart before him. Why? God is a safe place. He's a refuge for them. Hallelujah. We got to have faith. The good man, the faithful has faith. Acting if it, what God says so is so and will be so, because God said so. I mean, you exercised faith when you came in here this morning. I mean, brother, you came in and sat your 145-pound frame right in that seat. Am I right about it? There wasn't any consultation to the brain whether the seat would hold you up. You exercised faith. talking about the faithful. Verse 3, he says, the faithful does good. That's why Galatians 6:9 says, be not weary. Don't grow tired and well doing. Just do the right thing. I asked you whether you felt it or not. He said, be not weary and well doing. Why? Due season's coming. I mean, if you got a check coming the first of the month, don't look for it the 15th. But if you hang in there, payday is coming after a while. Verse 10, as you have opportunity, do good to all men, especially to them of the household of faith. If anybody ought to treat anybody right, it ought to be the king's kids. Talking about the faithful. Psalm 37 verse 4. Delights himself also in the Lord. Wants his hand, not just his, wants his heart, not just his hand. Many of us want the Lord's hand, but we don't want his heart. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, if you honor him, he'll honor you. You want to be a blessing. You want to be blessed, be a blessing. Matter of fact, Jesus said, give. And tell you what to give. Luke 6:38, and it shall be given. What shall be given? Whatever it is. Whatever you lack, you got to give it first. And then it comes back. Good measure. I wonder if I got a Bible reader here. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men. People you never dreamed of will bless you. And here's the key. Whatever measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. You literally rip yourself off by being stingy. Anybody know anybody, any stingy folk? They're so cheap, they squeak when they walk. Cheap, cheap. Talking about the faithful. Verse 5, he commits his way unto the Lord. He assures us of guidance. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways, seek the divine imperative. And he'll, orthotomunte in the Hebrew, he'll make the crooked road straight. I'm going to bring out a witness here. He'll guide your steps. He'll show you the way, even when you're tempted. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation. I mean, Satan's the tempter. God is not the tempter. He allows the test to see what we're made of. Hallelujah. He said, no temptation taking you but as such common to man. The devil had no new tricks. Whatever you're going through, somebody else been there, done that, got the t-shirt. No temptation taking you, but such common but God. Whenever you see that consecrated conjunction, but perk your ears up. But God. Anybody know God is faithful? Matter of fact, the book said he won't suffer you. He won't allow you to be tempted above that which you're evil. But will with the temptation. He'll leave the back door open. He'll make a way of escape. But you got to be looking for the way of escape, huh? That you might be able to bear it. Hallelujah. Talking about the faithful. Verse 7, he said, he rests in the Lord and waits patiently for him. 1 Peter 5:6, he said, humble yourself. Eating humble pie is not pleasurable. He said, submit to the God-ordained suffering. The greater the anointing, the greater the suffering. He said, humble yourself to the God-ordained suffering in your life, and he'll lift the suffering at when? At his divinely appointed time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you in due season. You see, the Christian life is perplexingly paradoxical. The way up is to go down. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14, and be of good courage, and he will. I wonder if anybody knows he will. He'll strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. He loves us and cares about us so much. He takes pleasure, beloved, in guiding our steps. For the wicked, Psalm 37:32, watch the righteous and seek to slay him. Verse 31, but when the law of God is in your heart, none of your steps will slide. Matter of fact, this is a transdispensational truth that I'm taking it for today. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon, no demon in hell, no demon on earth, no devil on earth that's formed against you, I'm gonna got a witness here, shall prosper. Every tongue that comes up against you, that bad mouths you, God said, I will condemn. Why? This is the heritage of the Lord's servant. Yeah. Psalm said he's a keeper. Psalm 121:5. The Lord is my keeper. He preserves my going out and my coming in. I'm going to have a witness here that David said, I was young and now old. Anybody been young and now old and not ashamed to say I'm old? Cause some people get you cute, and I'm not old. Am I right? You're old. You ought to thank God that you got old. But I never, never seen the righteous. Are you praying with me? Forsaken, utterly abandoned, nor his seed, nor his children. Nor is children's children begging bread. Hey, that's the greatest inheritance. A godly life. Yeah, I left my kids some money. My grandkids got some money. But the greatest thing I can leave them is a godly life. In other words, God never, he never fails. Am I right about it? Even when I'm faithless, he's still faithful. Say yeah. And his mercy, hallelujah, he knows I need it. Every moment of every day, not day old mercies, not stale mercies, not leftover mercies. I wonder if I got a Bible reader, but every morning, they're new. The Hebrew idiom is that he backs up a dump truck in your driveway, full of mercy. Just when I need it most, say yeah. His compassions, they fail not. Great, somebody say, great, great, great is thy faithfulness unto me. Hallelujah. The faithful steps of a child of the Most High God by divine proclamation. But lastly, it's all about his glorification. And the text says, and he delights, takes pleasure in the goodness of his way. I mean, when he sees himself in us, he gets excited. loving our enemies. He gets excited. Doing good and blessing them that persecute us and call us everything but a child of God. He gets excited when he sees us praying for those that despitefully use us. You know, those, you know, the folk that you only hear from when they want something. I told you, Pastor, the other day, hell will freeze over for somebody call you up and say, how you doing? You all right? Do you need anything? They always start out, I don't want to bother you, but can you? Am I right about it? He gets excited. Like when my children and my grandchildren took their first steps, we got excited. The book says he delighted in his way because it manifests his glory. What is glory? It shows him off. It advertises him. It's an ocular demonstration and a pictorial illustration of what the Lord looks like. You see, beloved, many of us will be the only Bible that people read. Are you going to pray with me? The Bible said we're living epistles, living letters, read of all men. That's why you got to act right, because you don't know who know you. So many times we be in the mall and people walk up to me and, Pastor, how are you? And my children say, Daddy, you didn't know who that was. I say, how you doing? Good, brother. God bless you. Amen. My children say, Daddy, you don't know who that is. No, I don't, but you acted like it. You don't know when somebody know you that you don't know you. That's why you got to act right. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But the Lord delights in greatest commandment, Christians. They that say they love God, but demonstrate it by loving their neighbor. Who is my neighbor? Anybody in my concentric circle of contact? Because, beloved, it's the Gideon indicator that we are, that I am who I say I am. 1 John 3:14, we know that we pass from death unto life if we love the brethren. Am I in the book? And beloved, without strict adherence and obedience to the greatest commandment, we don't have no mission. It's the pot calling the kettle black. It's one drunk telling another drunk, you ought to get sober. Am I right about, or it's like Jane Brown used to say, you're talking loud, but you're saying nothing. Our hypocrisy hinders the heathen from hearing when we holler about the holy. They said, what you say? What you say? I can't hear you. Am I right about it? But beloved, I'm so glad this morning that if my people called by my name humble themselves, pray. Am I right about it? You see, prayer, let me throw this in parenthetically, is the antidote to your anxiety. Prayer is the solution to your stress. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing. Excuse my speech vernacular again, but by everything, worry about nothing, but pray about everything. And what happens then? The peace of God, the eirene, the calm serene, underneath the skin and the unseen realities of life, will guard your heart. Matter of fact, he'll send a soldier, a garrison, to stand watch. Are you not going to pray with me? Over your mind and over your heart. Say, yeah, if my people called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, then we'll hear from heaven and God will heal the land. Beloved, he delights in when we're steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58, unmovable, always abounding, overdoing it for the Lord. For we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Pressing to the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. I just stopped by this morning to worship him for ordering my steps. You're going to help me close this thing. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning, as the old priest used to say. In the end, he's Elohim. He's the creator God. He's the ruler of the universe. He made everything that was made. He spoke and light showed up. He's El Shaddai, Almighty God, the all-sufficient one. You're going to help me preach. He's Adonai. He's my boss. He's my exalted ruler. He is my most worshipful master. He's the potentate of paradise. We worship him. He's Jehovah Rapha. He'll heal your body. Anybody been healed? He heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wound. He's Jehovah Rapha. He is my shepherd. And surely, the inseparable twins, goodness, and mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace in the midst of confusion. He's Jehovah Makadesh. He's my consecrator. He's my sanctifier. He's Jehovah Sitkanu. He's my righteousness. My ability to do right is inextricably linked up in him. He's Jehovah Shema. He's the omnipresent God. All of him is everywhere. At the same time, he's omniscient. He knows all, and he sees all. He can see a black ant on a black hill at midnight. And he's the omnipotent one. All power, I said all power is in his hand. He's immutable. Malachi 3:6, he's not wishy-washy. He won't change up on you. Can I get a witness? And we worship him because of who he is. And because of what he's done, we ought to throw in some praise. Some praise. I wonder if you're going to praise him this morning. He's a rock in a weary land. He's been a bridge over troubled water. A shelter in the time of storm. He's my company keeper in the midnight hour. He's my paycheck when I'm payless. He's my home when I'm homeless. He's sticking closer than any brother. Can I get a witness? He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the shepherd and bishop of our souls. He's bread. Anybody know he's bread? When you're hungry. Water. When you're thirsty. He's been a balm in Gilead. That will heal. I said he'll heal. Your sin sick soul. So be not dismayed. But am. Be kind. Because God will. Anybody know God will? Do you know he will in the balcony? Do you know he will on the floor? He will take care of you and you and you and you and me. Anybody in here, has the Lord made a way for you? You ought to praise him. Has the Lord brought you out? You ought to praise him. Has the Lord opened doors for you? You ought to praise his holy name. Praise him in the morning. praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun goes down. Say yeah, yeah. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy, oh, the joy, oh, the joy that we share. None of us, I said none of us, has ever known. Hallelujah. Some of us are too cute to praise him. You better praise him while you have the chance. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. For if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to proclaim and explain your holy writ for the profit of your people on this planet. And God, we pray that your word would fall on good ground and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. And God, we again remember my brother, that Jehovah Rapha would show up in his body, that your healing love would be rained down over his body. Matter of fact, anybody under the sound of my voice, let your healing love, your cleansing love, your forgiving love, your merciful love rain down on your people today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.
God to thee. Let's give Lord Jesus Christ a hand clap for this mighty man of God. Did he teach? Did he teach? Did he teach? My God to thee. Lord have mercy. Bless his holy name. Let us remain standing. Let us look to the Lord. Eternal God, who is almighty, we pray for the light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the very image of you, to be made known to those who are lost. Draw them to yourself as we seek your face and ask that in your mercy, you will move to remove whatever is blocking their minds this day, dear Lord, to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And all of God's children say amen. Paul said in Romans 3:23, he said, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then he said in Romans 10:9, he said, For if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, or you will be born again. Do we have one in this congregation after all of this good preaching your heart, do you know Christ as your Savior? Come on down front if you do. Is there one in this congregation that does not know Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Come on down. Come on, come out of your seat and walk down front. I know there has to be one. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. This is the day. Now, if we have one in this congregation that is saved but do not have a church home, we ask that you would come out the pews and come on down. Is there one? Is there one? If not, we will have this. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Go right ahead. Thank you. Now we will have this powerful, powerful, dynamic, dynamite preacher to come back with benediction. And don't forget the love in your heart for this man of God. After he comes with the benediction, come down and bless him. Amen. Amen.
Before we close, thank you again, Dr. Gordon, for allowing me to stand in your pulpit. We love you, my brother. We honor you. We're praying with you and for you. Matter of fact, my plate has been down since, this is day 5 now, just interceding for the last, the lost, and the least. Included is your pastor, my friend. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen.
I love SMBC because I've been a member here for over 20 years, and Pastor brings a word every Sunday.
Ministry here is for the entire being. I love the way it touches the mind, the body, and the soul. We have women's ministries.
Welcome to our world.
I've gone to several churches before, And the truth that Pastor preaches about the Word, his leadership and his vision is just pure. Welcome to our world.
What keeps me coming back to St. Matthew's is the youth program. They continuously put effort into the young mentors.
Welcome to our world.
Bienvenidos a nuestro mundo.